This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver District Attorney has filed charges against one of the people shot by police last week in Denver's lower downtown. Jordan Waddy is 21 years old. Police say officers opened fire after Waddy pointed a gun at them. Waddy and five bystanders were hit by the officers' bullets. A Colorado man has pleaded guilty to casting someone else's ballot in the 2020 presidential election. Barry Morphew cast his missing wife's ballot for the Republican presidential candidate. He'll pay a $600 fine. Morphew had been charged in the presumed death of his wife, who disappeared in the spring of 2020. Those charges have been dropped. Tourism is bouncing back in southern Colorado after a huge drop at the start of the pandemic. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The San Luis Valley saw a 23% increase in direct travel spending when comparing 2019 to 2021. Colorado Tourism Office Director Tim Wolf says the area appealed to both Coloradans and people in neighboring states who wanted to take road trips instead of flying.
Vaccinations were still coming together at the beginning of 2021, so social distancing was important in the outdoor space.
Wolf says urban areas like Colorado Springs and Denver that rely more on business and convention travelers rebounded last year too, but haven't yet returned to pre-pandemic levels. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado U.S. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett are urging the federal government to speed up the rollout of monkeypox vaccines. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
The two Democrats signed a letter along with 20 other senators. They requested the CDC, quote, immediately increase access to vaccines from a federal stockpile. The senators say demand far outweighs supply, particularly among the LGBTQ population where cases are rising. Colorado's health department, meanwhile, says it will focus on giving first doses of the two-dose Jynneos vaccine to patients until supply increases. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has a chance for thunderstorms again this afternoon. Around Denver, it's highs near 90, then a bit cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.